निरन्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदामयं ददाति सदामुदितम्। वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरौ श्रीयुतपदकमलम् श्रीगुरुर्वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं सग्रजातं सगना रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यमेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सगना ललिता श्री वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमः ॐ विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रस्थाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामिने नाम्नि। नमस्ते सारस्वतीदेवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषा सुन्नवादी पाश्चात्यविशिष्टारिणे आनन्दलीलामय विग्रहाय हेमावदिव्यासविसुन्दराय तस्मै महाप्रेमरसप्रदाय चैतन्यचन्द्राय नमः। नमस्ते चैतन्यचन्द्राय नमः। नमस्ते चैतन्यचन्द्राय नमः। नमस्ते जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभुनित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि श्रीगौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे। मुकं करोति वाचलं पङ्गुलं हैतगिरिं दत्कृपातमहं वन्दे परमानन्दमाधवं श्रीगुरुदिनचरणं श्रीचैतन्यैश्वरं। नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते जयपताकाश्वमने इति नाम्नि। टुडे विल लिसन समथिंग which needs some endeavor to understand. Today we'll discuss some philosophy. So usually philosophy means deep sleeping, right? Past times no problem, keeps us awakened. Philosophy makes us to sleep. But today we'll discuss some very important subject matter. Without understanding this subject matter, our joining into this sampradaya will be useless. If we do not understand this discussion between Raya Ramananda and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this is very important for us to understand, because through this discussion Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has established that what is the real supreme goal of our life, the sadhya sadhana tattva. Sadhya means the goal of life, sadhana means the process to achieve the goal of life. So people in general are very much completely misguided about the goal of life. Not only they are misguided by the ordinary people, even if it is very easy to be misguided through scripture also. What is the goal of life is very difficult to understand even if you study scriptures. That's why it's very important to go through this discussion which took place between Raya Ramananda and Mahaprabhu. But through this discussion we will understand how that those scriptures speak different things, still one has to analyze the different verdicts of scriptures and come to a conclusion what should be the real goal of our life and what should be the process to achieve the goal of life. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, 24 years he spent his life in his grihastha ashram. Then he went to Jagannath Puri. So in Jagannath Puri he stayed for some time, and during his stay mainly he converted Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, who was Raj Pandit of King Pratapudra, and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was Advaitavadi. Mahaprabhu was staying in his house, and Mahaprabhu was always chanting, dancing. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said, "What this young boy doesn't know Advaita Bhav, doesn't know Vedanta, simply chanting, dancing. How can he maintain his sannyasa ashram unless he knows Vedanta? He is thinking Chaitanya Mahaprabhu does not know Vedanta." सर्वस्य वेदैर अहम वेद्य वेदांतकृत वेदविद एव चहम हि वेदांतकृत हि द ओनली वन हु नोज वेद. प्रसार मैनेजर सिंह इज यंग बॉय, हाउ कैन ही मेंटेन हिज संन्यास आश्रम अनलेस ही नोज वेद प्रॉपरली. He has to, he doesn't have Advaita Bhava, how can he get Mahabhava? So Mahaprabhu said, yes, I don't know anything. Please, kindly tell me something. What is Vedanta? So Sarvamadaja is very eloquently explaining for 7 days Vedanta to Mahaprabhu. And Mahaprabhu simply listening, not saying anything, just listening. 7 days gone. Not saying anything good or bad, what is going on, or I cannot understand, I cannot understand. Then he said, what is happening with you? I am just speaking, you don't say anything. Are you understanding everything? Or you don't understand anything? You don't ask any question? Then Mahaprabhu said, yes, I understand everything. Whatever the sutra, Vedanta sutra says, I understand everything. But what explanation you are giving, I don't understand anything. Out of that. Because all explanations are giving, they're all wrong explanations. How can you dare to tell me like this? Sarvamadacharya, I was not expecting this young boy will reply him like this. So Mahaprabhu is very expert. Initially he'll be very humble. In the case of Kashmir case also same thing happened. Prakashananda Saraswati, all these stalwart pupils. When Mahaprabhu goes, he shows very humble. Then gradually he casts them. Then however Mahaprabhu, he gave his blessing to Sarvam Bhattacharya, make him free from this understanding of Advaitavada, then made him devotee. So pleased he showed him his Sarabhuja form. Then after converting Sarvam Bhattacharya, making him a devotee, he said, okay, my job is done now. Now I will go to South India, that too. And that time Sarvam Bhattacharya told Mahaprabhu, when you go to South India, you will see a great devotee there. The great devotee in South India, his name is Raya Ramananda. You must meet with him. So Mahaprabhu, when he reached Godavari, then he took bath in Godavari river, sitting under a tree. Then he saw that some very great personality riding on the palanquin, coming to river, and many brahmanas are there chanting Vedic mantra, and this person looks like a very beautiful personality. Then by seeing him, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu understood that he must be Raya Ramananda. Then Raya Ramananda came and took bath. Then Raya Ramananda saw Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then he met, they embraced each other and they are crying. And Raya Ramananda got touched of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he started to cry. And all these brahmanas are very surprised. Why is a sannyasi embracing a sudra? Raya Ramananda is a sudra. Then the Raya Ramananda is such a personality, always very grave. Why is crying like this? They are all surprised to see. Then Raya Ramananda, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, are you Raya Ramananda? He said, yes, I am that sudra adham. Adham, the lowest one, the Raya Ramananda. Then I was, yes, I know. Sarvam Bhattacharya told me to meet with you. You are great Krishna Bhakta. So I am, you are so merciful. I am a Mayavadi Sannyasi. No, out of humility, I am a Mayavadi Sannyasi. But by seeing you, I am getting now Krishna Prem. Then Raya Ramananda said, no, I am Sudra number one. You are Supreme Personality of Godhead, being very merciful upon me. You are delivering all of us. So when all Ashtasattvic Vikar was manifesting, then Mahaprabhu understood this is not the place. Because some Vijati or some other group people are here. These Brahmanas are Vaidhi Bhakti. They don't understand these symptoms. Then they both controlled each other. Then Raya Ramananda told that you have come here. Usually, if somebody just having your darshan should be purified, but I am so degraded. So I think just by having your darshan, I will not be purified. So please stay a few days, give your association. Then some Brahman came, approached Mahaprabhu, invited him to take prasad in his house. Then Raya Ramananda left. Then Mahaprabhu, evening time, he is waiting. Both of them, they plan that we'll meet each other at one point. The evening time, Ramananda Roy approached Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and offered his respectful obeisances. Then Mahaprabhu embraced. Then both of them, they started discuss about Krishna in a secluded place. So now Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will ask question and Ramananda will answer. Actually, Raya Ramananda is not answering. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will be answering through Raya Ramananda. Mahaprabhu will make the question and through Raya Ramananda he will answer. So through this discussion, they will come to a conclusion that what is sadhya? Sadhya means goal, the aim of life. प्रभु कहे परश्लोक साध्यर निर्णय राय कहे स्वधर्माचरण है विष्णु भक्ति है श्री महापुरुष said you please recite a verse from the revealed scriptures to ascertain the ultimate goal of life. You please recite a verse concerning the goal of life. What could be the goal of life? Then Raya Ramananda, he is starting from the beginning. Raya kahe, Swadharma charane Vishnu bhakti hai. If one executes the prescribed duties of his social position, by this Vishnu bhakti hai, he can awaken his original Krishna consciousness. So here he is recommending Swadharma charane. Swadharma charane means, what is Swadharma? Now, according to Varna and Ashram, you should do your duty. Chaturvarna, Maya Srishta, Guna Karma, Vivagasa. The Lord has created four Varna and four Ashram. Four Varnas are Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. And four Ashram, Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, and Sannyasa. This Varnashram Dharma been established by Supreme Personality of Godhead. That's why it has been stated in scripture, in Vishnu Puran, Varnasrama Charavrata Purushana Parapuman Vishnu Aradhatya Pantha Nanyatra Toshakaram. So Raya Ramananda, the interesting thing is, whatever suggestion Raya Ramananda will give in reply to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's question, he will support it from the scripture, that how by performing a prescribed duty, by following Varnasram Dharma, that is the goal of life. And he is telling Varnasram Charavrata Purushana Parapuman Vishnu Aradhatya Pantha Nanyatra Toshakarana. There is no other way. There is no other way to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So one must be situated in the institution of four Varna and Ashram. So in this way, he proved from scripture that Varnashram is the goal of life. In Bhagavatam also states, Atapumbi Dhrishrashtra Varnashram Vibhagasa Sonishtitasya Dharmasya Sansidhing Haritosana. To please Sansidhing Samyak Siddhi, to get the complete perfection in life, that through Varnashram, performing your duty according to Varna and Ashram, that is Haritosanam. One should please the Supreme Personality of God and Hari. And when Raya Ramananda proposed this, then Mahaprabhu said, Prabhu kahe iha vajja aage kahavar Raya kahe Krishna karmahar pano sarva sadhyasar. So Mahaprabhu was not happy to listen that he is saying Varnashram Dharma is the goal of life. He said, Iha Bhajya. Means this is external. What this external means? So external means, see, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he means our goal of Vrindavan Vaikuntha. By doing Varnashram, where one can go? What is the goal? By performing Varnashram Dharma, where one can be promoted up to? heavenly planet. You are good grihastha, perfectly perform all the duty of a grihastha ashram. Then you will go to Swargaloka. You become perfect brahmachari, urdhareta. You go to Janaloka. You become very good vanaprasthi. Then you go to Mahaloka. Then perfect sannyas, you go to Satyaloka. But that's a Mahaprabhu's ihabhajya. This is external. By performing all your prescribed duties, you will be elevated. But this is not transcendental. Varnasram dharma is not transcendental. Varnasram dharma is within three modes of material nature. Like somebody will become Brahman. Brahman means which modes of material nature? Sattva-guna. Kshatriya, which modes of material nature? Vaishya, which modes of material nature? Raja and Tamaguna. And Sudra? Tamaguna. So that's why Mahaprabhu said, iha bhajya. This is external. Just by doing your prescribed duties. Then why Lord has recommended in Vedic literature this varnasram? So varnasram, it will keep harmony in the society. To be a real human being, at least you should start your life with varnasram dharma. According to your guna and karma, you do your duty, then that will make nice. But Mahaprabhu said that this is external. Just by doing varnasram dharma is not sufficient. Then Raya Ramana is recommending Krishna karmarpana sarvasadhyasa. And you do your duty staying in varnasram, but you give that result to Krishna. Krishna karmarpana. And he is quoting one verse from Bhagavad Gita supporting his suggestion. Anybody can quote that verse? Jat karosi, jat asnasi, jat juhasi, darasi jat, jat tapasasi kamtya, tat kurusha, madharpanam. Whatever you are eating, whatever you are doing, whatever austerities, or whatever charity you are giving, you give unto me. So, he is recommending now, the staying, doing your service, your duty in varnasram, the result you give to Krishna. That is what we are also preaching now, all over the world. Whatever you do, give result to Krishna. But what Mahaprabhu said? Mahaprabhu saying, Prabhu kai iha bhajya. This is also external. We are all learning that whatever work we are doing, we should give result to Krishna. But Mahaprabhu saying, iha bhajya, this is also external. And why this is external? Because whatever we are doing, we are giving result to Krishna is not pure bhakti. Is not pure bhakti. As I had explained other day, the next verse says, by doing this, what will happen? Subha subhai phalair muktva. You will become free from subha and asubha result of your activities. You will become free from material bondage. But our goal of our life is not to become free from material bondage. Goal of our life is not to become free from cycle of birth and death. That's why Mahaprabhu is saying, iha bhajya. You may do, first he said, you do your dharma. But you may do your dharma, but it's not related to Krishna, then it is external. Dharma sanishtita punsa visvakshana kathasuja na utpadede jatirati srama evahi kevalam. One may do his duty, but if he has no interest on Krishna, then the srama eva kevalam, just useless, simply becomes unnecessary labor. So now second step saying Krishna karmarpana, do your duty, give result to Krishna. As that day I was explaining, what is our mood of resulting, giving our result to Krishna? That we are offering everything to Krishna. Why are we offering everything to Krishna? Why do we offer? If you don't offer, what is problem? Is there any problem? If you don't offer, what do you eat? If you don't offer, any problem? Then you look at sin. So that's why we are preparing all nice kinds of food. And when you go to eat, if I don't offer, then I eat sin. Let me offer to Krishna. So this Krishna, Krishna karma, that's why you are offering. The result of our work to Krishna, not out of devotion, pure bhakti. But that's why Mahaprabhu is saying, Prabhu kahe yo vajjo aage kahwar, raya kahe so dharma tyags, ehi saddha sar. So first, Ramananda recommended varnasram. There are two kinds of varnasram. One is sakam varnasram, another is niskam varnasram. The first proposal was sakam varnasram, and second proposal was niskam varnasram. What is niskam varnasram? That you do your duty and give result to Krishna. So Mahaprabhu rejecting that also. Mahaprabhu, you do your duty, that is external. You do your duty and give result to Krishna, that is external. Then what could be? Then next we say, okay, if Swadharma is external, then Swadharma tyag may be the goal of life. Then Raya Ramananda saying, Swadharma tyag ehi saddha sa. Then one should give up the Swadharma. Lord Krishna in Bhagavad Gita, he has explained that most confidential knowledge is sarva dharman paritejya mam ekam saranam braja. What is the sarva dharma means? You give up Hindu, Muslim, Christian, Yehudi. But that time there is no Muslim, Yehudi 5000 years ago. So sarva dharma means your varnasram dharma. Your varnasram dharma. Devotees are above varnasram dharma. For example, the Brahman means will do only puja, right? Brahman should not do sudra work. Kshatriya means he will fight. Vaishya means will do business. But if he's Vaishnav, devotee, what he will do? He is a pujari. He is doing puja. Now thieves will come. Oh, I am Brahman, I am not going to fight, I will do puja. Will he do like that? He will do puja in one hand, other hand he will take a revolver. Right? Is not like that? Then whole day he will go selling books, doing business. Then he will come back, clean the drain, utensils, the sudra work. You understand? Swadharma tyag means for the pleasure of the Vishnu. You don't be attached. Oh, I am this varna, this ashram. I cannot do this for pleasure of the Krishna. I can do everything. So the Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sudra doesn't matter. Anukulyana Krishna Anusilanam. Whatever pleases Krishna, I will do that. He will give up his attachment for the rules and regulations, instructions of Veda. And he will simply try to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So here it has been stated, when one actually takes to the loving service of Supreme Personality of Godhead, what he does? He gives up all duties in material world. All duty. Many times we feel ourselves, we are duty bound. I have to do this. It's my duty. Sometimes our duty, consciousness of our duty keeps us bound to something which does not let us to get out of it. But at this level, sarvadharman paritejya mam ekam saranam braja, he will not feel I have any duty to anybody. I have only one duty to serve Krishna. He has no fear. Oh, my father, mother gave me birth. They served me so nicely. I have some duty towards them. The saintly personality blessed me. I have some duty towards them. The demigods giving me air, light. I have some duty towards them. I have duty some towards the citizens. No. In this level, There is not duty. He is not feeling in duty bound. Devarsi bhutapta ninang pitrinang na kinkara na ringicha rajan sarvatmana jaya sarandam saranya gata mukunda parihitya karata. All our, we are so many debts we have because we have taken service from others. We are supposed to pay them back. Pitriruna, matriruna, devaruna. That's why they do pancha, five kinds of yajna to become free from all these debts. But devarsi bhutapta ninang pitrinang na kinkarana cha rini cha rajan. O king, gata mukunda parihitya karata. If somebody is serving mukunda, then he is free from all kinds of debts. There is no rin, no debt. Sarvatmana jaya saranang saranang. So at this level, tar sarvadharman parityajya mamekam saranam vraja. If you analyze everyone's prescribed duty, there is something bad, something good. Simply give it up and surrender unto me. That much conviction one has to have. That will drop everything. Like we Hindus, we are habituated worshipping Lakshmi, Durga, Kali, Shiv, like this. So I have seen when people they come in contact with ISKCON, they learn, at least through philosophy, that Krishna is everything. You don't have to worship demigods. If you worship demigods, they are alpamedhasa, right? Antavaddu phalang tesang tab bhavadang alpamedhasang. So after learning all these things, we know we should worship only Krishna. But sometimes I have seen our grihasthas, they are really scared. So long I have been worshipping Kali, how can I throw her? If I don't worship Lakshmi, I will become poor, then one corner they will worship. Some attachment is there. Otherwise they may really become angry, I will become poor, I cannot take that. But fully attached means they will not care for anything. Let me happen, let it happen, whatever to me happens. Krishna declares, openingly is declaring, Jadaham anugrahami harishita dhanam sanahi. You surrender unto me, I'll take all your material opulence. Are you still prepared to surrender unto me? Oh, I have to give a second thought to this. Let me think one second, whether I will do that. But I have that kind of personality. I'll take everything from you. Unless I take everything from you, I will not feel satisfied. You'll lose everything. But you'll get me. So people they will understand, oh, I'm ready to lose everything. If I'll get him, I'll lose everything. That's why one acharya is saying, my dear boy, be very careful. You never look upon that blue boy who's playing on flute standing under the Kadamba tree on the bank of river Jamuna. Never look towards him. Once you look towards him, you'll lose all your whole life will be ruined. All your material enjoyment, your family, everything will be ruined once you get attracted. So one has to be prepared that you have to get Krishna. You lose everything. That much conviction. Then let me happen whatever it happens. That's why Vallabhacharya, he has composed a nice ashtaka. Chaura Agraganya Ashtaka. Chaura Agraganya. You are the chief of all the thieves. So he is explaining very nicely that how Braja Prasiddham Navanita Chauram, you are very famous in Braja as Makhan Chaur. You are stealing Makhan. And what else you are stealing? You are stealing the saris of gopis. You are stealing saris of gopis. And what else you are stealing? Siradhikaya Hidayam Chauryam. You have stolen this heart of Srimati Radharani. And you have become the Samavarna. You have stolen the Samavarna from the clouds. So you are very famous for stealing everything. I have never seen such a thief like you. Not only that, if somebody surrenders unto you, you steal everything from him. You make him a beggar on the street. Grihapatihinam. You make him houseless, no shelter. You leave him on the street. Oh, I have never, what is because I have not seen, I have never heard such a thief like you. So Chaura Agraganya, you are chief of all the thieves. Then he said, "Oh, you thief! Now, Chaura Abdya Maya Dhrita. Today I have got hold of a thief like you. Where will you go? I'll see now. Today I'll bind you with the rope of my bhakti and I'll put you into the prison house. For your offensiveness, sir, you are stealing everything. I'll put you mat manase tamase rasi ghare. I'll put you, throw you into the prison house of my heart, my mind. I'll bind you to the strong rope of bhakti and I'll give you punishment there. You stay there. This sentence is not 5 years, 10 years prison." He is saying, "This is not 5 years, 10 years or one life prison. Life after life, this creation will manifest and annihilate again and again. And for the offense you have committed, the heavy punishment, that even the creation will be created again and again and annihilated again and again. That you will not become free from this prison house. You will be arrested. Even arrested with the prison house of my mind and heart." So in that way, the Krishna, he takes on everything. Then the devotee gives him punishment. You will be thrown into this prison house. So that's why, just see what an elevated verdict, suggestion Raya Ramananda has given. That he is saying, that swadharma tyaga. For Krishna, we give up dharma. We give up dharma. Dharma prajjita kaitavatra paramani maschanang satang. That we give up dharma. And to support that, he is quoting a verse from Bhagavad Gita, that sarvadharman paritajya. And what a powerful verse it is. Krishna giving in Bhagavad Gita confidential knowledge, more confidential knowledge, most confidential knowledge. Towards the end of Bhagavad Gita, he is saying, "The sarva gujyatama phuya srunume paramam vacha." The most confidential, I am repeating to you, by supreme instruction. What is that? Sarva dharman paritejya mamekam sranam braja. You give up everything, simply surrender unto me. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he got the suggestion from Raya Ramananda, he must have become very happy. Oh, very nice. But he was not happy with that also. He said, "Iha bhajya." This is also external. How can you say this is external? This is a conclusion. This is the topmost thing that Krishna has spoken. Just see. For Krishna in Bhagavad Gita saying, the most confidential, the paramam bhajya, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this is external. Something external. So we have to understand this in two ways. The one way Prabhupada explaining, that people that give up everything, they take sannyas. Brahmanas can take sannyas. Kshatriya Vaishyas, they can take sannyas. By accepting sannyas dharma, what will happen? They may give up their family life, but by accepting sannyas dharma, they will come to a neutral position. They will go to Biraja river or Brahmaloka. So that's why Mahaprabhu saying, "Iha bhajya." You are staying in Biraja or Brahmaloka, but you are not entering into the spiritual world. So giving up your dharma, that is not sufficient. Then another explanation is given, that sarvadharman paritajya mamekam sranam braja. In this verse, there are two lines. What is the other line? Aham tam sarva pāpebhyo mukhyasyam vāsa. The first line is good. You give up everything, simply surrender unto me. And what second line says? If you do like this, then I will make you free from sinful reaction. This sadhaka, if you will read this verse, that I will give up everything, surrender unto Krishna. Why? Why should I do like this?
Everything belongs to Krishna.
No, what Krishna is saying here?
To get rid of
sinful reaction. So that is wrong. That's why Mahaprabhu is not satisfied. I will give up everything, surrender unto you, because I will become free from sinful reaction. So that is contaminated. That consciousness is not good. The consciousness of pure devotee, that I am surrendering unto you, not to become free from sinful reactions. Rather, let me suffer. Tatte anukampa susumikyamana bhunjan eva atma karma vipakam. Brahma, in his prayers, telling to Krishna, The devotees, they don't pray Krishna, you make me free from sinful reactions. No, let me suffer from my sinful activities. I have no problem with that. Let me suffer. Hit bhag babu vidhana namaste. The devotees, they suffer for their sinful reactions. But they continue in offering obeisances unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That's why when Raya Ramananda suggested Sarvadharman Paritejya Mamekam Saranam Braja, then Mahaprabhu said, Prabhu kahe yah vajja aage kaho aar, Raya kahe jnanam isra bhakti saddhasa. So up to now, Raya Ramananda was on the level of karma. Then next he is recommending jnana. So what are the first proposal of Raya Ramananda? What is the first proposal? Varnasram. Swadharma. Swadharma palane Vishnu bhakti hai. Then Mahaprabhu said this is external. Then what was his proposal? Just understand? First he said you do your dharma. Second he said you give result to Krishna. Then when Mahaprabhu did not accept that, what was third? You give up your dharma. Very simple. First you do your dharma. It's external. Do your dharma, give result to Krishna. External. Then you give up your dharma. Very simple things. Then give up your dharma. No, this is external. So all the up there is in level of karma. Then when all karma was external, then Raya kahe jnanamishra bhakti saddhasar. Jnanamishra bhakti saddhasar. Devotional service mixed with empiric knowledge is essence of perfection. So in this way, Raya Ramananda mentioning the jnanamishra bhakti, empiric knowledge, bhakti mixed with empiric knowledge is higher than bhakti mixed with karma. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna explaining Brahma Bhuta Prasanatma Nausachati Nakanchati Sama Sarvasi Bhutesu Madbhakti Labhate Parang. Very nice verse. Madbhakti Labhate Parang. One will get my Parabhakti. In that state he attends pure devotional service unto me. Brahma Bhuta, at the Brahma Bhuta platform, in which platform he never laments nor desires to have anything. So that's why he said, if up to now karma you are saying rejecting, then must be jnanamishra bhakti saddhasa. But what Mahaprabhu said? Mahaprabhu said, iha bhajya. This is also external. Iha bhajya aage kaho aar. Then Mahaprabhu saying, jnanamishra bhakti is external. Then what would be simple answer? Then jnanasunya bhakti? No, not real bhakti. Jnanasunya bhakti. This level, when Mahaprabhu saying jnanamishra bhakti is external, then simple answer Raya Ramananda said, then it could be jnanasunya bhakti. It could be jnanasunya bhakti. Then he is quoting from Srimad Bhagavatam, which Brahma in his prayer telling to Krishna, jnane prayasa mudapasya namantava jivante san mukharitang bhavadiya varta thane sthitang sutigatang tanubang manavai ja prayasa ajita jita. Ajita jita. That ajita, unconquerable Supreme Personality of Godhead, he can be conquered by his devotee. What kind of devotee? Those devotees, they have rooted out their endeavor for jnana. Jnane prayasa. Jnane prayasam udapasya. Prayasam, the unnecessary endeavor for gaining knowledge, they have set it aside. They have rooted out, set it aside. Jnane prayasam udapasya namantava jivanti sanmukharitang bhavadiya varta. Your devotees, they simply live upon listening Krishna katha from the mouth of pure devotees. Sanmukharitang bhavadiya varta. Sthanasthitang srutigatang tanubang manavi. Doesn't matter his grihastha, brahmachari, sannyasi, vanaprastha, brahman, khetya, doesn't matter. Sthanasthitang. Whatever, wherever they are situated, they stay there. But one thing they do, what they do? Tanubang manavi. They engage through their body, mind, and words. They engage listening Krishna katha. And those kind of devotees, their ajita jita, they can conquer. So in this way he is quoting that jnana prayasa. One has to give up this jnana. Jnana karmadi anabritam anukulyana krishna anusilanam bhakti ruttama anna vilasata sunyam jnana karmadi anabritam.